on paper, theoretically, the New Ager is a moral relativist. There is no such thing as absolute moral rights and absolute moral wrongs. At the same time, New Agers will protest to save the whales, and they'll protest to save the seals, and they'll protest to save the planet and the environment. And so basically what I'm getting at is they have their own moral absolutes, which are not God's moral absolutes, and they're replacing God's moral absolutes with their false moral absolutes. But they, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we will stand for God's moral absolutes because they are moral absolutes. Well, New Agers will stand for their beliefs, even though they pretend they're not moral absolutes, but they really, in their way of thinking, it is wrong for all people at all times and all places to kill an innocent whale. And they claim there's no moral absolutes, yet they're calling our actions wrong. And so really, but basically what it amounts to is postmodernism, existentialism, New Age thought, Eastern thought, any moral relativist who denies moral absolutes has what I would call functional moral absolutes. In other words, they still live like there's moral absolutes, and they have their own unique set of moral laws that function just the way moral absolutes are supposed to function. They have no exceptions to them. That's what an absolute means, a universal. And so they say there's no moral absolutes, but it's wrong for all people at all times and all places to kill whales. That's a moral absolute then. Now, it's a false moral absolute, but it's... Now should we indiscriminately say, hey, James, let's go have some fun, let's go on a boat, kill a few orcas? No, that's wrong, okay? But, you know, if some Indian tribe hundreds of years ago, if their whole existence was based upon killing a certain amount of whales per year and then using parts of the whale's body for different things. Like the Indians, American Indians, what they used to do with the buffalo. No part was wasted. It was their food. It made their shelter, their clothing, even their jewelry. And but what the white man coming in, supposedly, we're supposed to be Christians, and then we just blow away buffaloes for fun, that's sinful. Now, the New Ager is saying that. Here's why we should not... Don't jump on the New Age bandwagon, save the planet, because what the New Ager is saying, treat the world nice because it is God. That's idolatry. That's blasphemous. What we Christians should be doing, and Francis Schaeffer called for us to do this in the 60s and the 70s, we need our own Christian environmentalism, which says treat the planet nice because it's a gift to us from God, and we need to be faithful stewards of that which God has entrusted to us. So God gave us dominion over the earth. After the flood, he told us we can kill animals and eat meat. So, you know, don't feel guilty if you, like, if you went to McDonald's and you ate there, you should feel guilty, and I do that a lot of times, so I feel guilty. But not for religious reasons, because God gave us, you know, animals for meat, and nothing wrong with eating meat. But the way McDonald's prepares their food, we ought to feel guilty because our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Hopefully we'll do enough jogging to burn it off and stuff like that. But if you're like me, we never get around to the jogging part. So, was that?
Agree.
Yeah. But you repented from 2 weeks ago, when you brought the ice cream.
I wasn't supposed to get jerky. Okay, I'll have grapes.
Well, I didn't eat, if you notice, I didn't eat any grapes, but I ate a whole lot of ice cream.
Yeah,
couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. All right. Well, God bless you, everybody. Hopefully in November that course will fly. And if you get a chance, call Dwight and James and say, hey, yeah, you really got to let Fernandez come in and teach that course in November.